So a couple of stories that have popped up. One from Detroit Free Press writer Jeff Seidel. And Jeff says, there's a lot to like about Spencer Torkelson. Great bat, gets on base, he's patient. But there's something more revealing about him and his family. What he discovered was the interview that was done on the MLB Network. Of course, all this is being done from players' homes. Everyone's housed there. And he said he did an interview, Torkelson did, in front of some movie posters that say everything about the young man.
Mm.
One of the posters was Caddyshack.
Not after our own heart.
Another poster was Jaws.
Hey.
And the third poster was Sandlot. The great baseball movie?
Yeah.
Good.
Jeff Seidel says, those three posters tell you all that you need to know about how he was raised. He was raised the right way.
Instead of what, Friday the 13th?
Exactly right, Something like that. Yeah, well, when you think about...
That's funny.
Pat, you would be able to speak about this when it comes to... you would say those three, if you ever had a must-see movie list. I mean, come on. Caddyshack, Jaws, Sandlot. I mean, those are iconic.
Come on. What happened to all the Bond movies? You got to have Bond movies in your life.
True, you should have that. But I'd say for sports movies, Sandlot and Caddyshack are required viewing.
Absolutely.
Right? Jaws is always required viewing. I guess that's also a sport movie. It's fishing.
Yeah, except the fish is doing the fishing.
Well, no, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. Also, another connection that has been found that could be endearing for Detroit Tigers baseball fans comes from none other than Chef Guy Fieri.
Oh, really? I saw this.
Did you see that? Wasn't that hilarious? Who loves Spencer Torkelson. In fact, even though it says here the Food Network aired Guy's grocery games on Wednesday evening, Fieri wasn't focused on that. He was locked in on the Major League draft as his close friend was selected number one overall by the Detroit Tigers. Fieri, close friend, Spencer Torkelson, what's going on here?
Wow.
Torkelson says, I think it's going to be dynamite. In fact, he says, I do have a beautiful new era fitted Detroit hat that I was telling Spencer about yesterday. I'll be wearing it. I'll proudly be attending some games. After Torkelson was selected, Fieri tweeted him and said, keep crushing it, brother. Here's the connection. Torkelson went to Casa Grande High School in California, just a short drive from Fieri's home. And Fieri co-owns three restaurants in California. Torkelson's mother is his chief financial officer.
Oh, no kidding.
How about that for a connection?
Well, he's got an empire, so I mean...
So there. That's why the families have known each other for 7 years. I've never known anybody that's gone from the high school level into playing in the pros, Fieri said. I know a lot of people in the pros, a lot of people in college, but I've never seen this beginning. And just an amazing journey for an amazing guy. So he's ready to become a Tigers fan.
Hey, maybe they'll improve the food at Tiger Stadium.
Maybe. Or wherever Guy is tailgating, I'm sure a lot of people will go there.
He was smart enough to hire a professional bookkeeper, so he didn't cook the books himself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And maybe that means, I don't know, maybe he or she could be involved in the contract negotiations, the monetary aspects of what Torkelson's being involved in.